This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There was a protest march of thousands today in Russia's far eastern city of Khabarovsk for the third straight weekend, a demonstration aimed at President Vladimir Putin. The crisis centers on this month's detention of the popular regional governor, Sergei Fergal, on murder charges, allegations he denies. Supporters say Fergal's arrest was politically motivated, that he's being punished for defeating a candidate from Putin's United Russia Party in 2018. There was more street violence in the city of Portland, Oregon, on the west coast of the United States overnight. Once again, it was centered at a downtown federal courthouse where a coalition of some 3,000 demonstrators tossed fireworks at the building and scuffled with federal agents who used tear gas against them. The Trump administration has sent a federal force into Portland, which he says will protect U.S. buildings. Local officials have objected to the intervention. The Federal Protective Service cleared the area of protesters after declaring an unlawful assembly. There was heavy security today outside the U.S. consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu. American staff members inside face a deadline in 2 days to leave the country. China yesterday ordered the facility in Sichuan province to shut down in response to a U.S. demand that Beijing close its consulate in Houston, Texas. The actions have heightened tensions between the world's two largest economies. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the Houston consulate a hub of Chinese spying. As was the case in Houston, the U.S. mission in Chengdu was given 72 hours to get its people out. Reuters reports that dozens of countries have seen record single-day increases in coronavirus infections over the past week, about double the number of the previous week. It notes there are new outbreaks being reported every day. Ukraine is an example. It's confirmed another 1,100 COVID infections within a 24-hour period, the highest daily toll since late June. Health Minister Maxim Stepanov says 205 people have been hospitalized and told an online briefing it means their lives are under threat. This is VOA News.